You are listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
Welcome to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the coach, Matt Hines. We are in the CNC Auto Body and Paint Studios. And if you're out there doing deer hunting like I did with the side of your car, you want to give Chad a call at CNC Auto Body and Paint, 260-356-9222. Coach, welcome to your own show.
Thanks. Good to be back.
You know, I mentioned CNC Auto Body, but yeah, I've been in three accidents, and all of them have involved deer running into the side of my car.
Oh man, do you have one of those deer whistles, Gary?
I don't. I seem to have a deer magnet. And the last one I ran into, and let me just preface it: they have run into me. The last one about 3 weeks ago, just out of the blue, it's dark out on State Road 5 out by Roush Reservoir. Just, I didn't even see it coming. The first thing I saw was that thing hitting my car right on the side. Scared the crap out of me.
Maybe it's your scent, Gary.
You know, I'm not even going there. Well, Coach, welcome to your own show. You had another busy week in Lady Viking Basketball Nation. 2-1 on the week. You got a couple of wins, and then ran into a buzzsaw of a team in Carroll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. We've been busy. We're approaching our seventh game in 14 days, and this week was certainly another busy week. And three games in a week, it's hard to really get better because all you're doing is prepping for the next team, and you don't have that practice time, those 2 or 3 days a week where you can just really focus on, you know, getting better at some of the fundamental skills. But really proud of our kids and how we're coming along.
Well, let's start the week off. You started the week off, am I right, with a win?
We started the week off at Carroll, so we started the week off with a loss.
That shows you what I know what I'm talking about.
So we were at Carroll on Tuesday, and, you know, the takeaway from that game, Gary, is we did some things really well. Half-court defensively, we were pretty solid. I mean, that's a team that they've played, I think, four games. I think they were 3-1, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe 3-2 now, but, three of their games, they had scored in the 70s. And so we held them to 51, I believe it was. And you know, where they really hurt us, we really focused on their pressure. We knew they were going to press quite a bit. There were times we really went up and we get in the half court, break the pressure, and just couldn't find people to attack the basket, and so we turned it probably over more on the other side of the, once we crossed the half court line, after really extended. They're very quick, it's the quickest team we've played all year. And you know, that being said, that's just a game you got to learn from and grow, and you know, we watch film on it, and that's our takeaway from it. We're just going to get better from it. So
when you play a team like Carroll, who is obviously an elite team in the area, you know, when you do get beat like you did, and you know, what do you take away from it? As a team, what did the Lady Vikings take away from that game, that loss, into their next two games where you had nice victories?
Well, you know, I think we were so careful, trying to be so careful at not turning the ball over, that at times we turned the ball over. You know, we didn't. You can be careful and be disciplined, But you still got to attack the basket. And I think at times we were afraid to attack the basket. And that's not something that we want to be about, you know, in our program. We want to be fearless. And when it's time to attack, it's time to attack. And they're doing a good job. They really tried to follow the game plan. We really did a good job of, I feel like, preparation leading up to that game. And we only had a couple of days to prepare for a really tough team. And you know, I thought our kids were very focused, and we really thought that we were going to go in there and have a chance, you know, and we just let some things get away from us. You know, it was 9-0, I think, at the end of the first quarter. So, you know, outside of that, I mean, you take that away. I know we looked at offensive rebounds, transition layups we gave up, which we normally don't do. And that's not even off of our turnovers. That's just, you know, we gave up 8 transition layups again. So it was uncharacteristic of us. And some of that's them, but some of that's just us kind of losing a little bit of focus. And to be honest with you, Gary, we added all those things up and it totaled to about 30 points. And I didn't play a perfect game, but, you know, you take some of those away. I told them, you know, that the margin for error is a little bit smaller, but you got to understand that we're not that far away from beating a team like that. I really don't believe we're that far away. So, you know, proud of how the kids responded from it. Went back Friday and Saturday and got a couple wins.
All right. Well, let's talk about your win on Friday.
Okay. Well, Friday we went to Whitco, and Whitco's struggling a little bit. You know, I talked to their coach and first year coach with that program, and you know, they really packed in a 2-3 zone. Man, they're scrappy and really do a nice job of rebounding. And you know, to be honest, I thought our kids' defensive intensity in the first half really wasn't that great. We were defending poorly. We just didn't have the energy we had been seeing. We talked about it at halftime, and I feel like we really came out and did a much better job in the second half. We held them to a total of 11 points for the night, and really proud of our kids. We really, really shot the ball well. I think that game, if I remember right, we were 12 of 21 from the three-point line. So that's not something that we normally don't shoot that many threes. They were packing in a 2-3 zone, but our kids were really doing a good job of getting the ball inside and then finding people on the perimeter, really being unselfish. And that's kind of been a trademark of our team so far, really sharing the ball. And I was proud of our kids because when I took the job, I mean, shooting was not something we did really well. And I think some of that wasn't that they weren't good shooters, and it wasn't that they didn't have good form. It was that they didn't really believe in themselves. And I'm starting to see that change. So we've had 2 games in a row in Friday and Saturday that we shot 57% and 50%.
Well, Coach, when you take a look at the win on Friday night, I mean – When you have a loss, you take a look at some of the good things that came out of that. When you get a big win like that, do you go back and look at the film and say, all right, we can work on this and get ready for the next night?
Yeah. The biggest thing that I wanted to take away from the Whitco game is we had not been – we're doing a pretty good job of keeping people out of the lane, but we had not been contesting shots like I think we need to. And again, you know, we're not just trying to go out here and focus on the win so much as we are each possession. And then hopefully, you know, by focusing on the process, the product will take care of itself and it being the end result. So that's kind of our philosophy. And I just thought, you know, to be a great team, at some point we're going to have to contest shots better. So we kind of upped our goal a little bit on what we want to expect to contest shots. And so our kids contested 85% of their shots, and I was really, really pleased with that.
All right. You were back on the court Saturday. That was a home game, right?
Yeah, home game against Northfield. So Northfield, you know, we come back home Saturday, and Northfield really, man, I mean, they warm up and it just looks, they just have great length. It's not that they're all really tall. They're just all good size. They, even their guard's about 5'9" or so. And they just all, you know, they got long arms. And so there were times that we had some size mismatches, you know, with a lineup that we would have in. And you know, they did a good job of trying to exploit some of that. But, man, I was really proud of our kids. We had great help side defense that game. We had talked about that, you know, but we think this is probably what they're going to try to do to us. And, you know, our kids were just gritty and feisty. You know, we knew that their strength was offensive rebounding, and they had a really, really good athlete who's really capable of kind of, you know, pouring in 15 to 20 points on you if you're not careful. And I was proud of our kids. We held them to 20 points. We didn't shoot it well. We shot it well from the three-point line. We were 7 to 14, but inside the three, we did not really cash in on some of those opportunities from the two-point range. But I was really proud of our kids because, you know, you're going to have games. We tell them that. You're going to have games where you don't shoot it well. That's just going to happen. So can you defensively grit out a game like that with your defensive intensity? Because that's effort, energy, enthusiasm. Those are things we, you know, the three E's we talk about in practice every day that we can control. And our kids did that. I was very proud of them.
All right, Coach, can you hold through the break? And when we come back, we'll get the player of the week and then take a look at the upcoming week, Thanksgiving week for you.
All right, sounds good.
You're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports on SB Nation Radio.
Hi, this is Gary Snyder right here at the Indiana Talks Network. We recently did some light remodeling and spring cleaning at our home and needed a dumpster. And if you haven't priced dumpsters lately from the large trash companies, don't. Give Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call at 260-494-5364. Adam will deliver a 10, 12, or 15-yard dumpster to your home or work site and pick it up when you're finished. They're on time. They clean up. Again, give Adam at Black Creek Hauling and Contracting a call today, 260-494-5364. You can also follow them on Facebook by searching Black Creek Hauling.
I'm Gary Snyder, host of the Gary Snyder Show right here on the Indiana Talks Network. When you run a digital media company, it's important all aspects of your technology works. And when it doesn't, you need a team that can figure out what's wrong and get it fixed. So when my iMac took a dive, I called Troy Office Solutions. Troy came on site, diagnosed the problem, and got it fixed fast, and most importantly, got it fixed right. So if you have a computer, server, network, or any other problems with your technology, give Troy Office Solutions a call at 260-760-4629 to get it fixed fast.
Welcome back to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show. I am your host, Gary Snyder. He is the head coach of the Huntington North Lady Vikings basketball team, Matt Hines. All right, Coach, 2-1 last week. You're what, 4-2 on the season?
We are 5-1 on the season.
5-1?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're 5-1 on the season. See, you would think a professional host would maybe do a little research before he pulled himself away from football to come and watch and do this show.
Hey, that's all right, Gary. That's why I'm here.
5-1 5-1 on the young season so far. Who's your player of the week this week?
Oh, this is a tough one, Gary, because we have so many kids that some good things this week, but this girl has really been very solid for 2 weeks. And we talked to the coaching staff, and this week, our player of the week is going to go to our freshman, Taylor Double. Taylor has been starting for us every game as a freshman. I've been very, very leery about trying to put too much on her. The girls all know and accept her. You know, sometimes when a freshman comes in, the upperclassmen can kind of be like, well, who's stepping on my territory here? But our kids aren't like that at all. In fact, there's times they're telling her, Taylor, you got to shoot that, you know? So, but we've not tried to put too much pressure. She not only has she led us in scoring, I think, he's 3 or 4 out of our 5 games, I think 3, 2 of the 3 this week. So not only has she done that, but she also is a rebounder. She has led us in rebounding for a couple nights, and the thing that she does so well, she's just a well-rounded player, but she gets a lot of deflections. And against Whitco on Friday night, this is on the ball for the most part. She had 14 deflections where she's just getting a hand on a pass.
Oh, did you say 14?
14 deflections.
Wow.
Yeah, she just has a knack for it. And, you know, it doesn't always lead to a steal. It doesn't always lead to her steal, but it just really puts pressure on them and it kind of changes how they're handling the ball. She just does a really good job of that. Just does some little things really well.
All right. Well, congratulations. Congratulations to her.
Taylor Double.
So congratulations to Taylor. And we'll get her a little recognition through the week. All right. So 5-1 on the season, 2-1 last week. See how I picked that up?
That's right. You're doing good.
This week, you have one game, if I remember correctly, and it's going to be a tough contest. You guys take on Homestead.
Yeah, it will be. We are ready for the challenge. You know, we get to play Homestead on Tuesday. It's our only game of the week. The tough thing is you got one day to prep for them, you know, and that's on Monday. So, you know, we'll have the best possible game plan we can have. And, you know, like we tell the girls all year, we want to just keep getting better. You know, what are we going to take away from this game after it's over? You know, win or lose, what are we going to take away from it? Because we talked early in the year, Gary, there's times that, you know, you can actually win a game and feel like you didn't get better, you know. And that clearly won't be the case with Homestead. But, you know, they're ranked number 2 in the state, I think it is, in the last polls early in the week. And they're that way for a reason. You know, they're very well coached, and they do a great job of developing players, and they're quick. They got shooters and size. And so, anyway, they, you know, it's going to be a great challenge, but, you know, that's why you play the game. I mean, how more exciting can that be when you're at home, you know, against number 2 team in the state, and you get to go play them?
Just take them in and show them the Evansville at Kentucky game.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, what we want to do is make sure that, you know, yeah, we're going to be prepared for them. You know, we'll have our scouting report and our game plan about how we want to attack and defend. But at the same time, really focused on us. You know, so many times the game is kind of, you know, what's between your own ears a lot of times. And we're really working on and focusing on believing in our system and what we do. No matter what the score is, whatever you're doing in that moment, we really want to focus on believing in our system, in our team in that moment. So, you know, it's easy to kind of listen to the noise and, you know, if you get ahead, you get maybe too full of yourself, or if you get down, you listen to too many people's opinion, maybe you get embarrassed. Whichever way it goes, you know, we got to kind of block that out as the season goes on, game to game, and just really try to focus on being the best we can and try to execute to what we're trying to do with our basketball system.
All right, Coach, anything else you want to go over before we let you run?
I don't think so. Appreciate you having me, and looking forward to this week.
All right, Coach, good luck as you go up. You host Homestead, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Gary. Hey, watch out for those deer and have a great Thanksgiving.
I'm telling you, they're everywhere. You're listening to the Matt Hines Lady Vikings Coaches Show on Indiana Talk Sports, SB Nation Radio.